Next variation on Gary Kolaski, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. Telephone number is 313-220-1067. Date of birth is 10-23-1965. Gary was seen by a doxy. He has consented for telehealth appointment. He described that he has shown some improvement. At least he was able to contact his pain management doctor and give prescription. He has been dealing with the doctors at Beaumont, DMC, and also Henry Ford. But his problem of billing has not been resolved from Henry Ford. Patient was constantly talking about everything. He also indicated that he has a cervical plate, spinal cord stimulation, arthrostasis due to autonomic dysnomia, migraine headache, and pacemaker. He claimed that he wants to get better, but I need to be regular contact with the doctors. I further explain and counsel him accordingly. He claimed that he is taking his medications, he is doing all right. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination, positive feeling. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no side effect of the medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder, multiple medical issues, including patient is on spinal cord stimulation, also on pacemaker, and taking several medications for arthrostatic hypotension and migraine headache. I am giving Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk-benefit side effect was explained. Patient will be. Patient has been seen. Priest in for counseling. And has been following the medical doctor. End of dictation. Next location is Mammy, M-A-M-I-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 11-29-1943. Her telephone number is 313-410-0638. Date of birth is 11-29-1943. Subject and agenda. Patient was seen by a doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Patient has been living with her sister Lula, and they are getting along well, very well. She was in a good mood, pleasant effect. Mammy described that she is not showing any problem after reduction of the Remeron doses from 15 mg to 7.5 mg daily. She is eating and sleeping all right. She wants to stop all the medications. She does not like to take any medication. I further discussed that she has been on Remeron for many years. I would like to wait for some month before I consider complete discontinuation. Although she has been participating in the activities, helping her sister, and walking slowly the walker, she was alert-oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal thoughts. There is no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Her judgment sight is improved. Assessment, depressive disorder, NOS. No problem with the sleep, appetite, or any symptoms of suicidal thoughts, hallucination. Plan, continue the Remeron 7.5 mg at bedtime. Patient appears to be motivated to do household activities with precaution. End of dictation. Next question on Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Petroski, P-E-T-R-O-S-K-I. Data of location 117-2022. Telephone number is 586-360-0156. Subject to agenda. Patient was seen by a doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Sharon was in a good mood, pleasant effect. She described she has undergone surgery in her left knee replacement by Dr. Perry at Exeson St. John Hospital at Moras. The surgery was done on December 6th, and after 40 hours of surgery and recovery, she came home. She was walking with a walker and she feel that she's feeling much better. She's not having any pain. In the beginning, I was given hydrocodone 20 mg 4 times a day, but currently doses are reduced to 10 mg QID. And from tomorrow, she will start going to the physical exercise. Patient was in a good mood, pleasant effect described. She restarted taking her medication, that is Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily and Vyvanse 60 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian female. Her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear, thought was recognized. There were no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Her judgment sight is good. I appreciate her courage and also improvement without any support, to which she agreed. I will send the prescription of Vyvanse 60 mg for 30 days and Wellbutrin XL 300 mg and follow up appointment was given in 4 weeks. End of depression. Next question on Jason Inden, E-N-D-E-N. Telephone number is 586-422-6634. Date of birth is 4/27/1975. Date of lesion 1/17/2022. Okay, patient was seen by doxy. He has given consent for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective. Jason described that whole family was suffering from COVID since Christmas, and he got the COVID through his daughter and also his wife, Viet. And he right today he was feeling better. He described he has not developed severe complication. He was breathing normally, but he was raising temperature and feeling of tiredness, fatigue. I further explained that he has to take a rest and try to work on his problem. He has not got any vaccine, and I further encouraged that he should have vaccine to prevent any future problem. To which he has agreed. He was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was euphemic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized, immediate memory fear, recall was fair, judgment sight is impaired, judgment was improved, no involuntary movement or side effect of the medication, assessed major depressive disorder, chronic coronary artery disease, lumbosacral pain, recently recovering from COVID, plan continue on Zoloft 100 mg daily, 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit, side effect was main, prognosis guarded. Next solution on Sahara, S-A-R-A-H, Judd, J-U-D-D, date of birth is 11/15/1977, telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective as a Denise described that he has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression. He has consented for telehealth appointment and was attentive during the course of evaluation. He also indicated that he has cleaned his beard and he looked different yet. I appreciate about his issues and the... Sorry, I think I missed some problem. I am doing a dictation for Dennis Nylon. Can you correct it? Dennis Nylon have a telephone number is 313-670-2113. I think I don't know whether I... So, okay, first, can you make sure that this is the right patient? Sarah Judd, S-A-R-A-H, this is supposed to be done. Judd, J-U-D-D, her telephone number is 586-202-3442. Date of birth is 11/15/1977. Sarah, patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has given telehealth appointment. Patient has agreed for telehealth appointment, has given a consent. PS subject has Sarah described there's a lot of things going on up and down. Her ex has been taking her daughter, and today she has to go and meet with him. She described that it refreshes the memory. She is that causing very pain and discomfort. I further counsel and encourage that she should discuss with her therapist, although she has to learn to deal with the life. Yet patient was counseled. She was described. She is doing all right. She is not depressed or suicidal, but has been taking off and on Xanax to calm her anxiety. I further discourage about not to use Xanax for these condition, otherwise it is ongoing problem. To this agreed, she was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination, positive feeling. Patient was given insight into her difficulties, encouraged to develop self-control and positive about situation and try to work on negative situation and negative thoughts with a negative environment in a positive way so that she can keep moving and control her behavior. To which she agreed. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic post-traumatic stress disorder due to loss of relationship with her husband. Patient has been seeing therapist, continuing with the same plan. She's on Remeron 15 milligram at bedtime and also taking Xanax half milligram on a PRN basis whenever she need. Since she's reported she has plenty medications of Remeron, I will give her only Xanax half milligram 10 tablet. Follow-up appointment was in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question on Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N. Sorry about the confusion. Next is Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Subject manager. Denise was in a good mood, pleasant effect. He saved his beard and looked different. He described that he is feeling more calm, relaxed, cooperative. No depression, anxiety, or suicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination, delusion. He's sleeping good, eating good. I further discussed that next time when he go to the primary care physician, he should get an EKG to rule out QT changes, to which he agreed. Pierre, he was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no irritability and agitation. There was no involuntary movement. Judgment sight has improved. Assessment is bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatic stable. Rheumatoid arthritis. Pain in shoulders and the hand, hypertension, hypothyroidism. Plan, continue with the Celexa 20 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily, Trazodone 100 mg daily, and Depakote 500 mg twice a day. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Risk and fit side effect was pain. Patient agreed and very appropriate. He promised that next time when he go to the primary care physician, he will get an EKG and send the copy to my office. Prognosis guarded and adaptation. Next question on Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Van Cleve, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Another number is 586-563-5178. Subjective and object data. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Patient was seen by a doxy. Subjective and object data. Leslie described that he has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, getting along well with his wife. Medication is helping and does not have any problem. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Effect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. He described that he has a good Christmas and good New Year. Patient was in good mood, pleasant effect, and has been getting along with the family and has been compliant with the medication. He denies any side effect of medication, eating, sleeping good. PN assessment, schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable, no behavior problem, and getting along well with the family and wife. Plan continue Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg in the morning, 100 mg Seroquel 100 mg in the morning and Depakote 500 mg at bedtime. Patient has 90 days supply of the medications. He does not need any prescription at this point. He will make an appointment in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is Kip Niemann, K-I-P-N-I-E-M-A-N. Date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subjective and objective. Niemann described that he is not feeling happy. The patient was seen by a doxy. he has consented for telehealth appointment. His described that he is taking all his medication. Does not know how he feel, but he feel like not happy. I further discuss that most of the time he is involved in work or stay home, no social activities, feeling of loneliness, no social contact, no outdoor activities could be the reason for his behavior. Period. Patient has been treated for bipolar disorder and he has been seeing a therapist for a long time. He was alert and oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was present. His speech was clear. There was no irritability or agitation. He was taking Prozac 40 mg daily. I have added Bravutin XL 300 mg daily to potentiate the effect. He noticed improvement but not a whole lot. He is also on Clonopin half milligram BID. Patient does claim that he has been seen therapist for many years, but he does not know what for he is getting therapy and what kind of support he will get. I discuss and explain that he should write it up about his ongoing difficulties and issue and the problem. Therefore, I can see the place where he can be having some trouble and the problem. I also discussed that I might try give a course of stimulant to decrease his fatigue or tiredness, which occur in the morning. He was, to which agreed, he was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant, affect was bright. His speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no irritability and agitation. Judgment sight is improved. A patient has been productive, although he denies any suicidal thoughts or had many plans, denies any symptoms of hallucination, delusion, but generally, it is a constant dysthymia which is going on for a long time, which has not been resolved. Assessment: bipolar mood is depressed. Depressed personality, loneliness, lack of social skill, mostly alone, no motivation except to work and do school work. Plan, I will continue in project 40 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, Clonopin half mg at bedtime, 30 day supply was ordered, risk benefit side effects explained. I also encourage that he should write up whatever comes in his mind and will review next time when I meet with him, to which he's agreed and he appreciates this is a good idea. I will also look for adding a stimulant. End of dictation.